च योगेश्वरमात्मतत्त्वम्। साक्षाधरिं ज्ञानकलावतीर्णं मतजिस् अहम् आई च एंड योगेश्वरः द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मिस्टिक पावर आत्मतत्वविदं ऑफ द लर्नेड स्कॉलर्स who are aware of the spiritual science, Muninam, of such saintly persons, Paramam, the best, Gurum, the preceptor, Vahi, indeed, Prastum, to inquire, Pravritta, engaged, kim, what, iha, in this world, aranam, the most secure shelter, tat, that which, sakshat harim, directly the supreme personality of Godhead, Jnanakala avatirnam, who has descended as the incarnation of complete knowledge in his plenary portion known as Kapiladev. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I consider your good self the most exalted master of mystic power. You know the spiritual science perfectly well. You are the most exalted of all learned sages and you have descended for the benefit of all human society. You have come to give spiritual knowledge and you are a direct representative of Kapiladev, the incarnation of God and the plenary portion of knowledge. I am therefore asking you, O spiritual master, what is the most secure shelter in this world? Purport. As Krishna confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmanah shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamomatah. Of all yogis, he who abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Jad Bharat was a perfect yogi. He was formerly the emperor Bharat Maharaj and he was now the most exalted personality among learned sages and the master of all mystic powers. Although Jad Bharat was an ordinary living entity, he had inherited all the knowledge given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapiladev. He could therefore be taken directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed by Srila Vishwanath Chakra Thakur in this stanza to the spiritual master, Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastrair, an exalted personality like Jada Bharat is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he fully represents the Lord by giving knowledge to others. Jadabharat is herein accepted as the direct representative of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, he was imparting knowledge on behalf of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Maharaj Rahuguna concluded that it was appropriate to ask him about Atma Tattva, the spiritual science. Tad Vidnyartham Sa Guru Ive Abhigyachet. This Vedic injunction is also confirmed here. If anyone is at all interested in knowing the spiritual science, Brahma Jidyasa, he must approach a guru like Jadabharat. Text number 20, we will recite the translation. It is not a fact that your good self is a direct representative of Kapila Dev, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To examine people and see who is actually a human being and who is not, you have presented yourself to be a deaf and dumb person. Are you moving this way upon the surface of the world? Are you not moving this way upon the surface of the world? I am very much attached to family life and worldly activities, and I am blind to spiritual knowledge. Nonetheless, I am now present before you and I am seeking enlightenment from you. How can I advance in spiritual life? Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although Maharaj Rahuguna was playing the part of a king, he had been informed by Jadabharat that he was not a king, nor was a Jadabharat deaf and dumb. Such designation was simply covering of the spirit soul. Everyone must come to this knowledge. As comforted in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin Yatha Dehe, everyone is encased within this body. Since the body is never identical with the soul, the bodily activities are simply illusory. In the association of such a sadhu as Jadabharat, Maharaj Rahuguna came to the awareness that his activities as a royal authority was simply illusory phenomena. He therefore agreed to receive knowledge from Jadabharat, and that was the beginning of his perfection. Tad vidnyartham sa gurun iva bhigachet. A person like Maharaj Rahuguna, who was very inquisitive to know the value of life and spiritual science, must approach a personality like Jadabharat. Tasmad Guru Prapadyante Jigyasu Shriha Uttamaha. One must approach a guru like Jadabharat, a representative of Supreme Personality of Godhead, to inquire about the goal of human life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Litam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitha Shri Vishakam Tamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांतः राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी शुभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु भयवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So it's my great pleasure and honor to be able to speak on this Amalam Puranam, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, today morning. So we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 10, text number 19 and 20. The chapter is entitled as Maharaj Raghuna Meets Jada Bharat. So this is a beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll just have a small recap of what's happening. As many of you may not be aware, the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the episode begins with the episode of Maharaj Bharat or Bharat Maharaj, the great king on whose name India is called as Bharat. We say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, but that Bharat word comes from this great king, right? And this king, Bharat Maharaj, was so powerful and so renounced. It is described in the Bhagavatam that just like a person passes stool and doesn't even look back, similarly, Bharat Maharaj was so renounced that he left his kingdom and he left everything, all the opulence, all the wealth, and he didn't even see back. That was his renunciation. And he left everything and went in the forest. And there he was trying to meditate. And once while he was meditating, he saw a female deer who was pregnant. Somehow was, you know, in great pain. And he delivered a baby, a deer. And that mother left. And in front of his eyes, he saw a newborn deer, you know, alone, nobody to take care. So a great amount of compassion arises in his heart, and he goes and, you know, takes care of that deer. And then somehow, taking care of the deer, he develops a great amount of attachment to that deer. So much so that morning, evening, afternoon and night is only thinking of that deer. He came for meditation, but now he is only focused on the deer. And then somehow one fine day when he is about to leave his body because of so much attachment, he is remembering that deer. And Krishna says in the Gita, Yam yam vapi smaranam bhavam tyadyat ante kalevram. That what is he saying? That anybody at the end of his life, whatever he remembers, he gets the same form in his next life. And that's exactly happened. And he becomes a deer in his next life. Now he got the form of a deer. He's realized that, oh, I have got this valuable human form of life, but a slight mistake, now I have got this deer form. But then he understood that I should take association of great devotees. So he used to take association, he used to be near the ashram of great devotees, he used to take the remnants. And then in the next life, again he was born in a human form of life. Again his name was Bharat, but then he was very cautious. He could understand that I should not waste this human life. So from the very beginning of his life, he acted as if he's a dumb and deaf person, right? Just imagine a person who is very but beautiful, very skillful, very talented. You know, everybody wants to talk to him. Everybody wants to go near him. When a person is good for nothing, you know, he's dumb, deaf, not dressed properly, you know, a mad person, nobody wants to go to a mad person. Right? So he felt that let me be a mad person, let me be a deaf and dumb so that nobody in this world wants to associate with me. So although he was a self-realized soul, but he acted in that way. And then he was called as Jada Bharat. जड़, ये जड़ बुद्धि का है, ये जड़ भरत. एंड देन ही वुज टू पर्पसफुली एक्ट इन सच ए वे दैट नोबडी वॉन्ट्स टू एसोसिएट विथ हिम, राइट. जस्ट लाइक इट इज सेड दैट व्हेन समबडी गोज टू अ वॉशरूम ही वॉशेस हिज हैंड्स एंड देन टेक्स हिज बाथ. सो ही यूज्ड टू डू एवरीथिंग उल्टा. सो पीपल वेर कंप्लीटली कंफ्यूज्ड. एंड देन यू नो ऑल हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स दे स्टार्टेड रिडिक्यूलिंग हिम, दे वेर क्रिटिसाइजिंग हिम. So then they said, he is such a heavy, you know, stout person that he should work. So then they made him work in the field. They made him a scarecrow. Then later on, one fine day, some dacoits, you know, they kidnapped him. And they brought him to the Kali temple. And then they found out that this person is well built, good bodybuilder person. Anyway, he is good for nothing. If we put him and give him Bali to Kali, you know, Kali will be happy. So they were about to chop his head and Kali came and cut off the head. So this shows that how great Kali, she could understand that Bharat Maharaj or Jada Bharat was such a great devotee. Right? And then later on, again, we see this episode where one fine day he was sitting peacefully, remembering Krishna internally, and the guards of Maharaj Rahuguna, they were going on carrying the palanquin, but somehow on that fine day, one person was sick. So now they were looking desperately to find out somebody can lift the palanquin. And they found out that this person is sitting. Yeah, many times it happens in ISKCON also. Sometimes a person is very heavy, you know, and he doesn't do anything. He's just eating prasad. So people say, hey, isko lagao se ome. Kya kar rahi? Huh? Whole day he's just eating prasad, enjoying life. So people cannot tolerate that. People say, lagao isko seva mein. So similarly, here in this guards of Rahuguna, they were saying, lagao isko seva mein, come, lift the palanquin. And Jada Bharat was such a humble person, he said, he didn't say anything because he was deaf and dumb. He said, okay. So he put the palanquin on his shoulder and started walking. Everything was okay unless there were ants on the road. Suddenly there were ants, and such a great devotee, he didn't want to cause pain to the ant, so he was trying to, you know, save. So now, when you do try to do it, there was imbalance. And as soon as there was an imbalance, Maharaj Rahuguna became very angry. He started speaking foul words and he said, immediately put my palanquin down, I want to see who is that person who is so spaced out. And immediately he sees Jada Bharat and he starts speaking to him. And after a few words, Jada Bharat, although he was acting as deaf and dumb, he just speak few words and that words hit Maharaj Rahuguna, right? And Maharaj Rahuguna was shocked because he was thinking he is a good for nothing person, but he is a great scholar, he is a great person, he is a wise person. As it is said, how can you understand a person is wise or a fool? When he speaks, as soon as he opens the mouth, you can understand he's a wise person or a fool. That's why they say, you know, let a person speak and we understand. So, as soon as Rahuguna heard the knowledge from Jada Bharat, immediately his paradigm shift. Immediately there was a change in the way he understood. Right? For example, many times on the streets of Mumbai, we see, you know, people with long hairs, torn clothes, as if not taken bath for ages. So everybody thinking, hey, pagal hai, pagal hai, pagal hai. But then when you go to him, he's speaking fluent English and that to British accent. Immediately everybody is like, hey, English bolta hai. Hey, English bolta hai. So everybody comes to him and they say, hey, English bolta hai. Right? And then somebody comes and takes an interview, takes a video recording, puts on the Facebook. Right? It happened. It happened in reality. I remember there was this person, big hair, big beard, torn clothes, and he was sitting on the footpath. And suddenly he started singing on a harmonium. And that harmonium music was so nice that people started gathering. And then he started singing a famous Bollywood song. And this Bollywood song was exact like the singer who sang it. And later on people cannot believe it. They started recording with his phone. And then somebody understood that this person looks quite similar. And then he goes closer to him and then he found out he was the original singer of that Bollywood song. And he was none other than the famous singer Sonu Nigam. And everybody was shocked. And they said, what happened? And then he was saying that I just want to do a prank. I just wanted to see that if I am a beggar, how would people respect me? So a person may be deaf and dumb, but as soon as somebody sees, oh, he's a skillful person, he can speak, oh, he's a knowledgeable person, he's a good singer, people want to connect. Right? So here in Raugana also has that change of heart. As soon as he understood that this person can speak, and not just speak, he can speak Sanskrit shlokas, and he's a knowledgeable person, he immediately bows down to him and begs forgiveness. And in the series of verses which we read just a few days back, Rahugana is having a change of heart and is begging forgiveness and is speaking beautiful verses in the glorification of Jadabharat. And he starts inquiring him, right? So this verse is a glorification of Jadabharat and he's directly described as the spiritual master. Right. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. It is said that after going through millions of lives, finally, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. Right? So, the mercy of Guru is very, very important. Another beautiful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Guru Krishna Rupa Yaha Shastrera Pramani Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Kare Bhakta Jani. It is said that only by the Krishna Kripa, only by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna's, you know, you get Guru, and only by the mercy of Krishna Kripa, you get Guru Kripa. So that has been explained here. So that is the role of a spiritual master. He is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every day in the morning we hear in the Guru Ashtakam. Somehow the Guru Ashtakam time is such that, you know, you just get up in the morning. Many times you are running. Sometimes you are in a sleepy mode. Right? So we are not able to absorb the beautiful verses written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the Guru Ashtakam says, Sakshat Haritvena Samastra Shastri. He is saying that Guru is exactly the same as the spiritual master. He is the representative of the spiritual master. Right? And when we see the spiritual master, what are we supposed to do? Right? We should hear from the spiritual master. we should inquire, right? The Gita says, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevayaha upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. You should inquire from a tattvadarshi, one who knows the absolute truth. How you should inquire? Tadviddhi pranipatena, pranipat, with folded hands, in humility. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevayaha. Right? That is way to approach the spiritual master. And herein, in this verse, and in the last verse, it is said that I consider your good self the most exalted person, the master of mystic powers. And he is also described as, you are, O spiritual master, you are the best, you are the plenary portion of knowledge. Right? So in this way, Jadabharat has been described here. So we have seen the beautiful episode here, and we have seen how now Jadabharat will instruct in future Maharaj Rahogun. So this is a beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why in every walk of life we need a guru. We need a spiritual master. Today in this world, everybody may say that I am a self-made man. I am a self-made philosopher. I am a self-made author. I am a self-made sportsman, or actor, a musician. But nothing happens like that. In every walk of life, you need a guru. You need a coach. You need a guide. You need a mentor. Right? Without that, it's not possible. Right? Today, in Olympics, people have 100 meter race, people have 400 meter race. Just to run for 100 meters and take an award, take the medal, you need a coach who guides you from the age of 4 or 5. And then finally, after so many years, after 20, 25, 30 years, finally one fine day, you get a gold medal. And then you say, yes, I am an Olympic medal winner. So just to run for 100 meters, you need a guru. What is the distance from here to the spiritual world? Keshwanand Prabhu, what is the distance? How many meters? Uncountable. Miles and miles and thousands of miles. So how many gurus nahi? How much we have to be serious to that spiritual master who is giving us the visa, the ticket to go to that abode of Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. Right? I remember that beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada was in abroad, and Srila Prabhupada was traveling somewhere, and suddenly some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they told Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, did you hear Tamal Krishna is admitted in a hospital? He's going to go and undergo a surgery. And immediately Prabhupada said, oh really? What happened? And the devotees told Prabhupada that something happened and this is what the doctors have told. And Prabhupada immediately said, okay, let's go to Mumbai. And Prabhupada straight came from the airport. And from the airport, Prabhupada went to the hospital. The hospital name was Jaslok. Just imagine, the guru comes to see the disciple. Now Jaslok has become Golok. Why? Because guru, out of his love for his disciple, has gone to meet his disciple. And therein, Tamal Krishna Maharaj has just finished the surgery and he was unconscious. And he was in an unconscious state. And Prabhupada and all the devotees were waiting outside, sitting and waiting for Tamal Krishna Maharaj to come back to consciousness. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, after some time, came back to consciousness. And as soon as he opened his eyes, he saw Srila Prabhupada. And he was shocked. And Prabhupada said, "Yes, Tamal, how are you feeling?" And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, "Now I am feeling better because I saw you." But then he said, "Prabhupada, I want to tell you something." He said, "What?" "I had a dream." He said, "What?" "And in that dream, Prabhupada, you are giving a report. You are giving the report to the whole Guru Parampara from Saraswati Thakur directly to Lord Krishna himself. And you are telling the report that so many books have been distributed, so many devotees now are chanting the holy name, so many people have left the sinful life and now they are taking shelter. And therein you are telling the whole Guru Parampara and Krishna that all these people, they were completely unqualified. They were in Maya. Only because of my connection, they are able to connect with all the Parampara. And today, they are advancing. And one fine day, they will be pure and they will come at your lotus feet." So this was a dream which was shared by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Prabhupada was hearing, right? So many times, like for example, I meet some devotee and I say, "Hari Guru Prabhu, yesterday in the dream I saw you in the kitchen, and you know, this was happening. We were making the Sunday feast and Krishna Bihari Prabhu was also there and Keshwanand Prabhu was also there, and Keshwanand Prabhu was asking what was the menu." So in this way, I was recollecting the, you know, the dream. So when such dream happens, you say, "Theek hai Prabhuji, hota hai." Or we say, "Theek hai Prabhuji, you are remembering me." You know, or sometimes people say, okay, forget it. But here in Prabhupada is hearing that, and Prabhupada acknowledged and Prabhupada said, "Yes, it is only by my mercy or my connection that a person is able to connect with the entire Guru Parampara." And it is a fact. And it is a fact that only by Prabhupada's connection we are connected to the most glorious Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Guru Shishya Parampara. So that is the glory of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So in every walk of life, we should have a spiritual master. And we were fortunate to have Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya, and of course his disciples and his grand disciples, the association. So many times when one devotee gets initiated, he feels, "Now I have a direct contact with my guru." So then he starts ignoring other devotees. But the fact is, every devotee is important. I think there's a saying which is said that to grow a child, you need a whole village. Because not just mother will give you birth, but then the child learns from everybody. He gets the association, he learns. Similarly, when we were born from the womb of the mother, what did we know? Everything was taught to us. Everything was new to us. But slowly we started understanding, oh, how to take a bath, how to clean ourselves, how to wear clothes, how to eat, right? Slowly things started moving on. And a day came where we became educated, right? So nothing was there. And then one fine day we meet the devotees. And the devotees tell us, "You are not this body, you are soul. You are eternal. Part and parcel of Krishna. So you should take Krishna's instruction And then slowly, slowly, that devotee teaches us to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. We didn't even know the Mahamantra. And then we start chanting the holy name. And then slowly we start one round, two round. And the devotees ask, Prabhuji, kaise chal raha chanting? Prabhuji, come to program. Prabhuji, come to Janmashtami. Prabhuji, do this seva. And slowly, slowly we develop a relationship. Come for Sunday feast seva, volunteering seva. So in this way, slowly and steadily, a connection is established. And we start associating with devotees. Our faith is increased. And then one fine day, we start chanting 16 rounds. We develop faith in the moment. We develop faith in the devotees. We take shelter of a guru. And finally, on the recommendation of a devotee, you get initiated. So when the devotee is recommended, the guru, the spiritual master is asking, oh, is he chanting Hare Krishna? Does he do seva? Does he come regularly to the temple? And then finally, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, he gets initiated. Right? And then later on, you take responsibilities and now you have a direct relation with the guru. And then you realize, I don't need any of this. I can directly call my spiritual master. I can directly WhatsApp him. I can directly send him an email. Right? But sometimes the spiritual master is busy. Or sometimes the spiritual master is physically not available. So then, we need to take association of our God brothers. And that is what is very important. Right? So no matter how advanced we are, we should always take shelter from the seniors and senior devotees. Right? Just like today we have a counselor system and a counselee relationship. Right? So many times the counselee goes to a counselor and just tells the problem. Keep on for hours and hours, Prabhuji, this is happening, my job, my college, my this, my that, my wife, my relationship. This and that, I have so much problem, no money, loan, this, that. And for hours and hours he is just speaking. And the counselor, the devotee is very patiently listening. And as soon as the counselor starts giving advice, the counselor says, Prabhuji, urgent seva, I have to go. And he leaves. So he is not able to hear, but he just wants to speak. Because many times people have so much issues, so much problem. They just want to speak. They just want to pour out their heart. And the devotees, they're like, you know, okay, hota hai, no problem. And then when they start instructing, Prabhu, you should try to do this. You should try to do this. And we say, yes, Prabhuji, thoda siva hai, baad mein milte hai. And then we go. Right? So we should try and understand this very important principle. One person, one devotee was sharing, one very, very famous cricketer in India. He is so famous that sometimes people call him the god of cricket. Of course, that's not right. But he shared a very inspirational story of this person. Now this person was so famous that, you know, he was already declared as the goat. You know what is goat? G-O-A-T, the greatest of all times. He was considered as the greatest of all times. But whenever he used to get chance, he used to go and meet his teacher, his guru. And his guru, nobody knows, even today, when they say this person, hardly many people know that what is the name of his guru. But whenever he used to get time, he used to go and consult and take, his appointment and ask that, how can I improve on this? This is my weakness. How can I improve? And his guru is to guide him. So this is a story, although a mundane story, but the point which I am saying is, no matter how senior we are, we should take guidance from spiritual master and his representatives. So that was the thing which has been described in today's verse. Today happens to be a very, very auspicious day. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So let me briefly speak about the beautiful pastime of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, according to Gaur Ganesh Deepika, he is the original Manjari of Srimati Radharani, and in the spiritual world his name is Guna Manjari. He is a very, very dear associate of Radha and Krishna. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami was born in South India, in the holy land of Srirangam, right? And we have heard this beautiful pastime from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his South India tour, he came to Srirangam, and where he saw this beautiful temple of Lord Ranganath. And seeing this beautiful form of Lord Ranganath, he went into ecstasy. He starts dancing and singing. And seeing that beautiful Sankirtan and this beautiful effulgent body and form of Lord, one of the head priests of Lord Ranganath, Srila Venkata Bhatt, he becomes completely mesmerized. And he goes and meets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he tells Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, "You are such a beautiful personality I have never seen. Please come to my house. And since the Chaturmasya has begun, why don't you stay at my house?" And he welcomed him, he washed his feet, and he made all the arrangements for him to stay for the whole Chaturmasya. And we have seen that beautiful place, that house of Srila Venkata Bhatt, the same house where he stayed 500 years ago. And I think his descendant Srila Murali Bhatt is still there, and we all were fortunate to see that house, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there. And Srila Venkata Bhatt had two brothers, you know, one of them was Prabodhananda Saraswati, and another was another great devotee. So this two brothers were there, and Venkata Bhatt had a son, his name was Gopal. So he was given the task or the seva of taking care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take darshan, and then used to get served personally by Gopal, at that time small boy, and used to serve them. And after serving, Mahaprabhu used to give his remnants to him. And in this way, he had developed a great attachment for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was very pleased with him, and he used to also give him wonderful instructions. And one of the instructions which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave is that, "Gopal, your parents are great devotees, and you should take care of them for life, and never get married. And if at all you want to come, after take care of your parents, and after they leave their body, you should come to Vrindavan and assist Rupa and Sanatan." So he followed his instructions. So in this way he was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely. One fine day he was feeling very much distress in his heart. What was the distress? The distress was that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he had beautiful golden hair, beautiful golden form, beautiful black hair, and he was a great scholar as Nimai Pandit. Why I was not so fortunate to see him in that form? Actually now I am seeing him as a sannyasi form, shaven head, right? I wish I could have seen him in that form. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, could understand this desire. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Gopal Bhatta Goswami in that beautiful form, and he showed him that form. So then after 4 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to his place. But Gopal continued serving his parents. And then one fine day, his parents, after they left this body, he came to Vrindavan. And he came to Vrindavan, he met Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. and he offered his dandavat pranams to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Gopal or Gopal Bhatta Goswami has come, he immediately gave his angavastra, his kopin, and his chauki, as the wooden plank on which he used to sit and offer worship. He gave it to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami worshipped this as tadiya, as the special paraphernalia of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he started assisting Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. After a few days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he disappeared from this world. So in great separation, he could not stay in Vrindavan. So just for a break, he goes to Nepal. And in Nepal, he takes a bath in Gandaki River. Actually, some places it is written that in the dream, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him that you go to Nepal, go to Nepal. So in this way, he comes to Nepal, he takes bath in that famous Kala Gandaki River. And he had this pot. So he was trying to fill that water, but mysteriously 12 Shaligram Shilas came in that. So he thought by mistake, so he poured off the water, again he filled, again 12 Shilas came. Again he refilled, again 12. So he thought maybe it is Krishna's desire. So he took a cloth, he tied it around his neck with the Shaligram Shilas, came to Vrindavan, started worshipping the Shilas. And then in this way, every day he started worshipping the Shilas. Then slowly, other devotees, deities were already there. So one famous person from Delhi had come and he wanted to give some beautiful paraphernalias for the worship of the Shilas. But then he said that I could not use it because Shaligram Shilas, they don't have form. So you cannot worship with all that jewelry and everything. So within heart of heart, he was thinking that if only I had a deity with beautiful form, I could do beautiful Shringar. And then he felt that because it was Narasimha Chaturdashi, on that Narasimha Chaturdashi, he offered a prayer. He said, Lord Narasimha Dev, he could appear from anywhere. So similarly, the Lord, he can appear from anywhere. And if you could appear from the Shilas, I could worship them very nicely. And he took rest and he had put the Shilas and put a cloth on that. And next morning, in utter surprise, he saw that cloth had a bulge. And he took the cloth and he saw that beautiful Shila of Shishiradha Ramanji. Shishiradha Ramana Lal Ki Jai. So then beautiful Abhishek ceremony was done. It is said that 500 liters of milk were poured and that beautiful Shaligram and that beautiful form was there. And Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and other Goswamis came to witness this beautiful deities. And they very beautifully described. And we all say, Radharaman as three in one. Because the feet, the chest, and the beautiful face resemble exactly like Krishna. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was worshipping. So after a few years, one day he was doing Madhukari and he went to one place, one person's house, and therein he saw a young boy. He was playing. And the members of the family, the father, they received Gopal Bhatta Goswami and they were very happy. And then they said that, what can we do? And he said, no, nothing. He said, no, we want to do something. He said that we have a small boy that once he grows big, we will give you. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, no need. He said, no. So after 10 years, this boy, he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami and he told them, you remember, you came to our village and my father promised that he will give me to you. So I have come at your service. And he became his disciple. And he was none other than Sri Gopinath Pujari. Later on he became Goswami. And he started worshipping Radha Raman. He later on became the main Pujari of Radha Raman. But he was a Brahmachari, he was not married. His younger brother was Damodar Das. And Damodar Das, along with his family, they took initiation from Srila Gopinath Das Brahmachari or Goswami. And then he had three sons, Harinath, Mathuranath and Hariram. And these three sons, their descendants are still the Goswami families of Radharaman. So that is the lineage of current Goswamis which are worshipping Radharamanji. So Radharamanji is a beautiful, beautiful deities. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said they have great standards of deity worship, and Prabhupada learned some of the deity worship principles from Radharaman temple. And so many mysterious, beautiful pastimes are there. And a beautiful, beautiful temple. And they have such beautiful celebrations and festivals. In fact, they were the first temples to start, you know, photography allowed. Even today, if you go to many Vrindavan temples, photography is not allowed. But Radharaman temple, they allow. And many of the festivals are broadcasted live. And that's the mercy and blessings of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and Maharaj, we have the Radharaman temple and the entire Vrindavan here. And we also have the Samadhi of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Today, on this auspicious day, on the sixth day of the dark fortnight of this month of Shravan, in 1578, it is said that Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami disappeared. So today happens to be that auspicious day. So let us offer our heartfelt prayers to Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is none other than Gunamanjari, for the causeless mercy, so that we can serve the Guru and Gauranga. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nidai Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna.